And here I am, Paul, chatting with Rose Barnes about her early life and what she does in her role of Deputy Lieutenant of Norfolk. Today, I've come to have a chat with an old friend of mine, and I'm sitting in her wonderful garden room, enjoying the sunshine out in Little Witchingham. Rose, when I first met you, I knew you as Dr. Rose or Dr. Mascarenhas. Well, tell me a little bit about how you came to be a doctor in Norfolk.
Paul, it is rather a long story, so I will start at the beginning.
Good.
And tell you a little bit about my background.
Excellent.
I was born in Kenya. I have three siblings, all born and brought up in Kenya. And curiously, the family emigrated to Southern Ireland in 1971. My father was concerned about our education and wanted us to make sure we had the best education possible for our future careers. So I ended up in a convent boarding school in Athlone, which is in the middle of Southern Ireland, and did my senior secondary school final years there. I was there for 3 years. And then following that, I ended up doing medicine at Trinity College in Dublin.
Right.
That was a long course. It was a 6-year course in Ireland. And subsequently, I worked at several jobs in and around Southern Ireland, but ended up in Norfolk in 1983 with a very short-term role as a locum hospital doctor at the old Norfolk and Norwich. From there, I was offered a trainee year in Dereham as a trainee GP.
All right.
So that was my background to arriving in Norfolk 41 years ago.
Gosh. If we were really tracing your family all the way back, before Kenya, would it have been that the family originated somewhere else as well?
My grandparents on both sides were from a small village in Goa on the west coast of India. Very strong Catholic background,
right.
It having been a Portuguese colony, and hence the background to our Christian faith. They emigrated to Kenya for economic reasons.
Right.
It was in the early 20s, and they were pioneers of their day.
Right, right. Excellent. So you've been you were a GP in Norfolk, particularly in South Norfolk, which is where I first came across you. And now in retirement, you are a Deputy Lieutenant of Norfolk. Could you tell me a little bit about how that came about, how you've become this person in the role of Norfolk?
Well, I was offered the role in January of 2020 by Lady Dannett, who had taken on her role as Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk in August of 2019.
Right.
And she then chose her initial set of deputies. She invited me to be one of her deputies. And of course, I felt a huge sense of honour and privilege at this invitation.
And what does the role of deputy actually mean? What things does it involve?
The Lord Lieutenant is His Majesty the King's representative in the County of Norfolk. And she represents him in all manners of community living, whether it's the voluntary sector, the business sector,
right,
the social sector, and the spiritual sector. So she is his representative
right.
in every aspect of community living. She obviously is in need of support in her role, because Norfolk's a big county.
One of the largest.
And very widespread.
Yep, yep.
Rural in nature. And she appoints deputies who will assist her in her role. So we endeavour to support her in any way we can.
And is there a particular area that you are sort of asked to do that support? Is it geographical or is it topical? Or
it's a combination. Theoretically, I am part of a cluster of deputy lieutenants in Broadland.
Right.
District, and we would focus on events within Broadland that the Lord Lieutenant wishes us to attend. However, Lady Dunnett has chosen her deputies from various aspects of the community life of Norfolk.
Right.
So, I'm obviously interested in the health and social care. Right. In the county, due to my previous profession. And I do get involved in related events.
Okay. Could you perhaps explain or tell me about one or two of these events that you particularly enjoyed being part of?
Well, I have recently attended... This is more a spiritual aspect of the mm-hmm. role. I've recently attended at the 30th anniversary of ordination of women priests at Norwich Cathedral.
All right.
And it was hosted by the Right Reverend Bishop Graham Usher. Mm-hmm. And it was a celebratory event for all the women priests in the diocese, and I was invited to attend in my official capacity, and it was an enormous joyful celebration.
Right.
Number one, from the spiritual aspect of this event in Norwich Cathedral, and number two, as a woman in a role that previously would have been very male-dominated.
Yes, indeed, right.
So it was a particularly moving event for me to be invited to. I enjoyed that.
Good.
There are several other roles that I undertake. In 2022, I attended at Ely Cathedral to represent Lady Dunnett at a ceremony to thank the families of relatives who had died through various health events and who had donated their relatives' organs to use in transplant surgery.
Oh, okay.
This was an event held in Ely Cathedral for Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire.
Right. Another wonderful setting. You seem to go to cathedrals quite a lot.
It was a wonderful setting and very, very moving because the families, many were still grieving for their lost relatives, but making this a formal thank you event for their generosity of spirit.
And even with your medical background, it's so appropriate as well.
Even though they were grieving.
Right.
Grieving so much for their loss. But to thank them formally was a really important event. And there were members of transplant team, organisers of the transplant service. So doctors, administrators... And obviously, the Lieutenancy was represented.
Right.
And Ely Cathedral was almost full.
Right, gosh.
With the families.
Right, That must have been a very moving occasion.
Very moving, distressing, some of the stories, because we did have an opportunity to have tea and conversation with the relatives. Some of the stories of these families were really distressing. But it was an opportunity just to recognise their generosity.
Right, right, indeed. And you're there as the representative of the Lieutenant, Lady Dagnet, but in that role, you're representing the King.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yes.
And have you met the King yet?
No, I have not.
Do you think that might happen at some stage?
Well, I hope so.
Right.
I hope so. It would be an honour.
Yes. Yes.
But yes, hopefully,
okay,
in the years to come. The lieutenancy role, my appointment in March of 2020, is until the age of 75, which is a few years more for me.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Or if I choose to resign or retire earlier, or I move county.
Oh, right.
So I have a few more years yet when I may meet the King.
Excellent. Okay. Rose, it's been really nice hearing some of these your history and what you've done in relation to the lieutenancy. And perhaps on another occasion, we might come back and talk about other events that you've been involved in. But for now, if you don't mind, I think we'll just draw to a close and finish enjoying our cups of tea and coffee.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. That's been such a privilege to do this for you.
I'm sure.
And for your audience.
I'm sure our audience will find it really interesting. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Paul.